4 times too much. The UN faces the largest refugee crisis in its history. 68 million people need help. Why then does the UN give 4 times as much aid annually to each Palestinian refugee as it gives to refugees anywhere else in the world? Here is another question. Why does UNRWA, the agency that handles 5 million Palestinians, employ 30,000 people, while the World Refugee Agency, UNHCR, which serves 63 million refugees, employ 10,000 people? The answer, politics and politics. To make matters even worse, the two agencies duplicate efforts in the same regions. UNRWA clinics refuse to treat Syrian or Lebanese refugees, but will only treat Palestinians. So, UNHCR must maintain redundant clinics in the same places, while the desperate health needs of refugees in other world regions take the hit. Ron Prosor, former Israeli ambassador to the UN and currently the head of the Abba Eban Institute for Diplomacy, will shortly present the UN a plan to consolidate the resources of both agencies. What could possibly prevent the long overdue adoption of such a common sense proposal? Nothing but politics is practiced within the as-if world of UNRWA, whose work, unlike UNHCR, expects and requires the number of Palestinian refugees to expand without limit. How can such a political miracle take place? Conveniently, it turns out that Palestinian refugees aren't really refugees at all and never have been. Refugees, by definition, are refugees from somewhere. Palestinians are not, as you may imagine, refugees from Israel because they would then be eligible to apply for asylum in countries like Egypt, Syria, and Jordan. But those countries have refused to accept and resettle Palestinians within their own lands for more than 7 decades, blaming Israel for their own hostility. Nor, however, can Palestinians return legally to Israel. They are not refugees from that land. Besides, UN statute stipulated Israel's own sovereignty, which she confirmed by a heroic war of independence and completed by generous assimilation of mistreated Jewish refugees. Until the Orwellian treatment of Palestinian ends, normalization of relations between them, Israel, and other Arab nations is impossible. Nations.